Innisfail. There was reaction of stunned surprise Tuesday from top regional leaders of the provincial government's announcement that drought talks will start with water license holders, including municipalities, to secure significant and timely reductions in water use. The official announcement came in a media release issued by the provincial government on the morning of January 31. Starting February 1, the Drought Command Team will begin negotiations with major water license holders throughout Alberta to secure significant and timely reductions in water use, said Rebecca Schultz, Provincial Minister of Environment and Protected Areas, in a media release issued on the morning of January 31. This effort will be the largest water-sharing negotiation to have ever occurred in Alberta's history. While provincial ministry officials insist all notices of drought-related news and town halls was released correctly and timely, local leaders and a senior official with the six-member Mountain View Regional Water Services Commission, MVRWSC, are saying not so, most notably a telephone town hall drought-related invitation for January 30. Town of Innisfail Mayor Jean Barkley said, things have evolved very rapidly, and that she did not receive a town hall meeting invitation from the province to hear Schultz's input on the drought situation. There was a town hall yesterday, apparently, in the afternoon, noted Barkley. At this point in time it's difficult for me to comment because I just happened to see this on social media, and then this letter comes this morning and again, I get it off of social media. And so, yes, it's a surprise, but obviously the government realizes this is a serious situation and that we all need to be involved and watch what the next steps are from the government. Innisfail Town Councillor Gavin Bates, Council's representative to the six-member Mountain View Regional Water Services Commission, MVRWSC, said he was also caught by surprise. Do I know anything really more than what you've already published? No, I don't, said Bates. You've got to look at this thing again and it's like, take a breath. Following a board meeting on January 24, the MVRWSC created a drought committee and a technical committee to begin planning for the expected drought. Bates noted the drought committee is meeting February 5, while technical experts from the commission's six communities are getting together February 1. We're doing this inventory of our six communities, and then we're going to have a group think and try and figure out the best response the commission can have as a unit and as individuals to help a situation, said Bates. But has anything been done? It starts tomorrow, February 1, with a technical meeting. The Albertan attempted to contact Lance Colby, the chair of the commission's board, but he was not immediately available for comment. However, John Van Dusburg, the Commission's Chief Administrative Officer, told the Albertan on the morning of January 31 the MVRWSC did not know anything about a town hall meeting on January 30, but had heard, through the grapevine, the province was going to look at water-sharing agreements with water license holders. It was about 10 minutes ago I opened it up, said Van Dusburg when asked how long he knew about the province's media release. It's too early for us to comment. We have the drought committee meeting next Monday, and we're going to take this to them to have a look at it. I think we're all at this kind of, okay, this is a new one. This is the next step in the process, I guess, he added. As for the claims of not knowing about the town hall meeting on January 30, a senior ministry communication spokesperson told the Albertan an invitation was extended to hundreds and hundreds of stakeholders, including those with Alberta Municipalities, AM, and Rural Municipalities of Alberta, RMA. The spokesperson added the January 30 telephone town hall was only the first of what is believed to be several telephone town halls, depending on how severe the drought becomes. The spokesperson added he was not 100% sure why some, like senior Innisfail and MVRWSC leaders, did not receive an invite to the January 30 telephone town hall. Most importantly, added the ministry spokesperson, is that the province does want to work closely with all municipalities, noting an earlier drought-related letter went out to them in December. They are by and large major water users. There's lots of things they can do to conserve water, said the spokesperson. We don't want anybody to be left out. We're attempting to over-communicate, and sometimes it's challenging to get emails into the right inbox. But as far as we know, we did invite every single municipality through the RMA and AM.